Big Q. I'm joined here by the Saving Sports Class. What's going on, bro?
It ain't going good over here, bro. I just want to let you know that right now. I know this thing is called the fallout and everything.
Yeah.
We about to fall out, bro, because I'm not happy with your team. They did to me right now.
Wait a minute. You ain't happy with my team? I ain't happy with my team.
No. See, it's different from yours. Your team cost me, bro.
Oh, okay.
I was in a survival pool money league, and I just paid my money. And I said, okay.
Well, hold up.
Let me get my rant on. This is fallout. I'm about to get my rant on.
Right.
I said, oh, Panthers, this is the week to go get them. Yeah. They're going to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Right.
Lo and behold, bro, I lost my money. So your team is dead to me. The only person I want to talk about on that team is Christian McCaffrey.
Before we get into the show, I got to ask, because I consider you like one of the greatest football minds in this whole online, a conglomeration the people that we deal with. So the Carolina Panthers ain't scored an offensive touchdown, and I don't even know how long in an official capacity. And they lost the last six games, not counting the one at the end of the season where Cam didn't even play to the New Orleans Saints when they actually won that game. But they ain't won a game in like an eight game straight. What made you think that Carolina win this game? Did you not watch last week's games? What's going on?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I feel you.
You can't even beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Y'all dead to me.
We're going to talk about it. We also going to talk about some other stuff. We're going to talk about the rapid rate that these NFL quarterbacks are going down. We lost a couple high profile ones this week. We lost Ben Roethlisberger for the season, and we lost Drew Brees, which, you know, I ain't gonna sit there and celebrate the fact that Drew Brees got hurt and gonna be out for 6 weeks. But I'm saying Drew Brees is out for 6 weeks. That means some stuff, and we're gonna discuss what that means for the NFC South and for my Panthers team, which, you know, obviously we're going through some things right now. But you know, we'll talk about that. We also have Jalen Ramsey asking for his release from Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. A bunch of stuff going on there. We'll talk about Antonio Brown's debut, and with the New England Patriots. What else happened? Oh, the Pittsburgh Steelers traded a first round pick to the Dolphins, right? For Minka Fitzpatrick. We'll talk about that too. We also talk about whatever.
The 2-0 team that's left over.
Right. And it was in the power rankings for the week. We'll get into all that. So first thing, like we always do, the customary thing, Glass, other than the thing you led the show with this morning, other than that, how did you enjoy the games this week?
Well, other than my Broncos losing to the hometown Bears off of a field goal.
Mm-hmm.
When I wanted Cody Park on the team, he ain't there. Gotta give credit to the new kicker. I can't remember his name right now. I don't care. He's dead to me too.
Mm-hmm.
He made my Broncos 0-2. So, but congratulations to the hometown Bears. You know, if it wasn't for the Broncos, I'd be a Bears fan, but that's neither here nor there.
Man, that game was great at the end, though, wasn't it?
You know
what I mean, right?
Yeah.
So me and Brandon were sitting there, and actually, I had just came in the house because, you know, I was watching the bulk of the Red Zone channel from work, which I'm supposed to be doing, but I do, right? So, you know, it was a gap between when I left, the job until I got home. But, of course, I was listening to NFL radio on Sirius XM. They got the Sunday Drive. It's kind of like an audio version of the Red Zone channel where they kind of go flip-flop between the games or whatever. And I was like, okay, this game should be okay. I get to the crib, and I'm watching it, and it's getting toward the end. And I'm like, oh, okay, let's see what's going to happen right here. And, the end was thrilling. Because it looked like – who was it? Was it Chicago – who kind of got the lead, and we thought all I had to do was ride this time out, and they can win the game, and then
we had the ball at the 3-yard line, and we had to lay a game, so we had to move it back
right.
A couple yards, and then I think they had something. They did something. We had to move it back 2 yards.
Right. Yeah.
That's when we scored.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, I don't know, man. I really thought that was that the end of that game was really cool. That kind of reminded me of the week before with the. which game would end up in the tie was the Cardinals and you know, that game. But that was good though. But that, I thought that was pretty good. I like that. So let's start and work our way up. Let's start with the little stuff first. What's the first story you got on your plate?
All right, man. First off, I'm gonna go ahead and put it out there again. If people didn't listen, but I'm not a Cowboy fan, but I do like Dak Prescott.
Oh man.
After week two,
yeah,
he finished with an 82 completion rate, 7 TDs out of 2 games.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones, y'all better hurry and pay this man.
Whoa. Hold on.
The price tag is rising.
So wait a minute. You are firmly on the Dak Prescott bandwagon right now.
Get paid?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What about about their position in the AFC, the NFC East? Like you think that they still the clerk? I mean, I'm still on Philly right now. But you know, I'm still,
For real? After what you said, did you see the game?
Yeah.
Sunday night?
Yeah, I saw the game Sunday night, yeah. I don't know. I'm still on Philly, though. I don't know. Okay. I think Philly, at the end of the day, I think as we get deeper and deeper into the season, I think we're going to see a little bit of a role reversal. I think we're going to see Prescott decline, we're going to see the Eagles kind of, you know, get better. And, you know, I don't know if you remember when we did the divisional breakdowns and we saw the schedules for the Dallas Cowboys and how this first part of the season is actually laid out pretty good for them. So I think it's a bit of fool's gold right now. It's just my personal opinion. I just think based on that schedule and based on what we talked about a couple weeks ago on the divisional breakdowns, I mean, we expect them to win the first 5 or 6 games. I think that's, if I remember correctly, we thought they would win that, right? So I don't know. I'm not 100% so, you know.
I got you. Yeah. Maybe that's how Stephen Jones thinking.
Yeah.
You know, just like we thought of the divisional breakdown, yeah, it's going to be easy, but until you get that, until you run into that wall, I'm not going to pay you until I see that you can handle it.
Yeah.
So I can see that.
Yeah, you know, but listen, I still, in the corner of my eye, I'm still watching the Dallas Cowboys from the peripheral. I'm watching them, you know what I mean? I'm you know, and listen, if Dak's people, from what I understand, the talks between Dak and Dak's people in the office have stalled. So, like, there is no, like, right now ain't nothing really happening. You know what I'm saying? And as the talks done stalled, Dak is performing very well at a real high level right now. It's very weird to me that, like, you would think his people would be knocking on Jones's door. Like, bruh, you watching the game? You see the stats? You know, and coming up with the paperwork? You know what I mean? But ain't nothing happening right now.
Like I said, I think yeah, the agents are knocking on the door saying, y'all might as well pay us now.
Yeah.
And I think, like I said, Steve Jones holding back his daddy, like, we're going to wait a little bit.
Right.
You're going to have to prove a little bit more to me. We got to get a little bit more than 2 games on our belt to see what we got.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. Like I said, I'm just keeping my eye on the situation to see what's going on. So we see one of our favorites on the show and you know, with Team Boy TV as a whole. We all fans of Jalen Ramsey. We like the kid, right?
Right.
And you know, honestly, I thought he gave him among some other players on that team. It's only a few players on the Jacksonville Jaguars team that give that team identity, right?
Yes.
And he's one of them, right? Probably the one, right? And now he's you know, having a fallout with the coaches and stuff on the sidelines, in typical Jalen Ramsey fashion. Now he's like, I want out. And I mean, you saw the scuffle that he had on the sideline with the coaches and whatnot, and it had to be pulled away by one of the assistants and whatnot. I don't know. What you think about this story, man?
It looked like he took some out of the Antonio Brown playbook of how to get off a team.
Mm-hmm.
He probably couldn't get to GM, so the closest one he get to is the head coach.
Oh, yeah.
I think you know what? Where they were 2 years ago to where they are now is a big drastic downfall. And it seems like players today in the NFL are doing the same thing that the players in the NBA are doing.
Yeah.
They're gonna tell the higher ups, the front office, I wanna get traded, I ain't happy here, you all gotta do what y'all gotta do because I'm not signing an extension. I think it's coming over to the NFL. As you can tell with Jalen Ramsey, Minka Fitzpatrick, from Houston, Texas.
There's Davion Clowney.
Yeah, all the players are taking notes and they trying it. And evidently it's working one way or another. Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming over to the NFL.
Bro. I don't know if you do you watch that show Ballers?
Yes and no. I can't. You know what? I went to season over, then I binge watched.
So, I don't want to spoil nothing for you, but in this last season, you know, The Rock's character done bought the Kansas City Chiefs or whatever. He's the owner and / GM of the team now. And okay. So basically, the premise of what they're talking about now is the upcoming CBA, right? Mm-hmm, I know the show is fiction, right? Mm-hmm. But it's based in reality, right? Yeah. So basically, he's positioning himself as the one black majority owner in the NFL, but obviously that's nothing like that in reality. But that's how it is on the show. But he, being a former player, is saying how this go around with the CBA is going to be player driven, and that all the nonsense that we've been dealing with in the last 8-9 seasons is getting ready to come to a head. And what you see players doing now, a la Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, you know, Minka, you know, Jalen, all these guys, you know. Pretty much, I mean, for me, it looked like they were running roughshod. I mean, Zeke Elliott held the Dallas Cowboys hostage during the whole entire off season. I mean, it looked like total chaos to me, right? Mm-hmm. But if I'm to believe what I see them doing in the show, if it's rooted in reality, that's what we got to look forward to. I think this next CBA, number mm-hmm. one, I do believe that it's going to be a lockout, and it ain't going to be a lockout where, I mean, you know, and us as NFL fans, it's sad because I think we're going to miss a good chunk of the season. I think this CBA is going to go to a deadlock to about week 8, you know, mm-hmm. right? Because mm-hmm. these players, I mean, you see it, Glass, they ain't going back down this go around. I mean, they already
do pushing. You blame? Okay, let me ask you. Do you blame them?
I don't. See, it's certain things that bug me a little bit about it. So, like Ezekiel Elliott, for example, I understand his reasoning, but also don't understand why his people don't sit him down and say, bruh, you in year 2 of a rookie deal. You ain't really got no legs to stand on right now. Like, you signed the deal. You pretty much gave your rights away. You know what I mean? It's the same reason why, you know, Marvel can't use Spider-Man right now. They signed the rights away.
This is called a fallout, so yes. This is what we're doing right now. You know what I mean? I hear what you're saying.
Right.
And you sound like Brandon.
Yeah.
And say you signed a contract. But a running back contract and any other special position contract are totally different. You can't put a running back contract with the rest of everybody else's contract because a running back lifespan damn near 3 to 4 years, and that's damn near the rookie contract. Well, I cannot blame a running back for saying, you know what, damn that.
I can't agree with that. I'm gonna tell you why I can't agree with that. I'm gonna tell you why. Even though what you're saying is 100% true, the reason why I can't agree with it is at the end of the day, when they brought Elliott and these people in, Le'Veon Bell, whoever it may be, when they set them down after the draft, a couple weeks after the draft or whatever the case may be, and they were signing everybody, right? Did Zeke not have representation there to go over the contract to see what it was about? We knew coming into the NFL from the draft that the running back's lifespan is X, Y, and Z. We know that. We know what the expectations mm-hmm. are. Why do we want to change the game 2 years in? We can't do that. That's not part of
yes,
the deal.
Yes, you can. No, you yes, can. You can. Yeah, no. you can strong arm. Whether it works or not, it could be effective.
I mean, obviously.
I'm going to let you know, Ezekiel seen what Le'Veon did. Like, you know what? Damn this.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and do the same thing.
Right.
I looked on over, not saying Melvin Gordon in the same league.
Right.
Melvin Gordon, they were side by side. Even though Melvin Gordon doesn't have a team, I understand that.
Yeah.
But Ezekiel saying, man, damn that. Y'all going to pay me my money. I'm not going to wait another 2 years and y'all run me ragged like you did the last running back that was here.
I can't agree with it.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm with the running backs right now.
So what's the point?
Damn that.
What is the point of having deals and contracts if they mean nothing?
As a rookie, you damn near going to have to sign it because all the organizations going to do the same thing. There's no way as a rookie, you can't until you prove yourself, which Ezekiel Elliott did.
Yeah.
You don't have anything to stand on. But now that you see what you got with Ezekiel Elliott, Ezekiel's saying, damn that, pay me my money now. And let me ask you this, bro.
Yeah.
Did he get his money?
He got his money. Listen, and here's the deal. I don't want nobody to get it confused, right? I'm all about players getting their money. But I'm all about the structure as well, right? So if there is no structure, if anybody can wake up one morning, a la Antonio Brown, and be like, bruh, I don't want to be here no more. Jalen Ramsey, I don't like the way this year's defensive scheme. They playing a whole lot of zone, and I'm more effective in man, and I don't like this. I'm out. Come on, man. You can't do that. I'm not against that. Look, you bought your money. I think for what every player is worth, what they done, the amount of work they done put in, and you know what? I'm not even above paying players for on potential. I ain't above that, right? I'm not above it, right? I'm not. But at the same time, I believe in structure. I believe in contracts, deals. I believe all that stuff. Look, you get rewarded if you halfway through your deal and you just been balling out of control, and they weren't wanting to reward you. I ain't got no problem with that. But if they feel like there's no reward right now, and we may be moving some other chess pieces around right now, we understand, that you're doing okay. We're going to get to you in a minute. But I need to take care of this first. The structure. Okay, that's the reason why things are set up the way they set up. I'm just saying.
Who agreed for it to be set up that way?
I'm the good old boys. I mean, it's been set up away forever.
Exactly. Ezekiel was around when they set up the last CBA.
Right.
And like I said, he seen what Le'Veon did. And Le'Veon, I seen an interview that he did based on why he set out for a year. I like the way he said it. He's like, everybody's saying I lost $14 million. He said, that wasn't my $14 million. I didn't sign up for that.
Right.
So I want to look for the long-term deal, the long-term guaranteed deal. So I was willing to give up
all
that
I'm saying
million.
Is that, because of this, and I mean, and right now, the precedent has already been set. We done seen it over the last two seasons. Players make a little bit of noise. And they display their displeasure or whatever the case may be, and clubs will bend to their will. Oh, the Steelers didn't want to deal with Antonio Brown no more. It was too much. We can't do it. We didn't like Odell Beckham's antics in New York. Even though we got a aging quarterback that we should have been addressing this issue 4 years ago, but we gonna trade away the best asset that we got on our team because of his antics, and we just can't deal with it, and so on and so forth. And all you gotta do is make a little bit of noise, ruffle a little bit of feathers, man, and you can get your way. I'm telling you that the mockery of the NFL that Antonio Brown has made these last couple weeks, it's gonna come back and bite them players in the butt come CBA time. I guarantee it. Mark my words on
it's
this.
It's gonna bite somebody in the butt, but I'm all for them striking to get what they want because the structure, as you say, of the CBA right now is ridiculous.
I ain't agreeing with the way the CBA is set up right now. It is. It's owner privilege. It's like it's more lean more toward them. But whose fault is that though? They had plenty.
Exactly.
Players had plenty of representation at the meeting. They were there in full force. They signed that.
Wait. Now this, I hear what you're saying. I agree with you.
Right.
But that was a 10-year contract.
Yeah.
Damn near half the players in this league was around at the team. No, what? Once again, was Ezekiel
okay,
damn near still in high school?
Okay, he wasn't there. Okay, he wasn't.
Jalen Ramsey was in high school. These players was in high school at this time. They didn't agree to this. Now it's come. The new CBA is about to come up. Mm-hmm. They're letting these owners know right now.
Yeah.
Things are going to change. Oh, you will not. And whether it's eight weeks in,
I'm just saying, I'm all about players getting their money. But it has to be structure. It has to be some type of structure. If there's no structure, it's the inmates running the asylum. We can't have that, man. And it's crazy for somebody like me to say something like that because I'm all about, self-preservation and taking care of your own business. I'm all about that. But, man, I do believe if there's no structure, then anybody can do anything. Then, I mean, ain't no need to have, a league. I mean, ain't no need, right? Because you can do whatever you want to do. If you ain't happy, you just got brought into a team. You signed a 3-year deal. Oh, after the first season, you wanna make some fuss because you don't like this and you don't like that. And check out Jalen, because this story is about Jalen Ramsey, right?
Yeah, you're right.
He don't like the defensive scheme, so he wanna go. You can't go because you signed a deal here.
Was that Jalen or was that Minka? I think Minka was saying
from what I see right here in the story, I'm gonna read to you verbatim. He says. This is from what's his name? Rappaport from NFL Network, right?
Network, right.
He says, what does it say here? It says, I just read this whole thing. A lot of emotion in the game, blah, blah, blah. Number of reasons frustration came from them playing a lot of zone defense, and he made his make his money, made his career out of playing one-on-one with the top receivers in the league. So he don't like the fact that they are not playing to his strength. You know what this remind me of? This remind me of Darrelle Revis. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This remind me of Darrelle Revis. So
Okay.
he mad about the defensive scheme. Antonio Brown was mad because the Steelers organization didn't know his kids' names, right? You know
But
what I'm saying?
that's a diva, man.
Come on, man.
Okay, but I hear you. I you know okay
Just
to wrap this up,
right.
I agree with you. There need to be structure.
Yeah,
but once
definitely.
again, half the players in this league wasn't around when the CBA
Yeah, you know, I agree with
was
that. I agree with
damn
that.
near 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna put you like this, Big Q, you the running back. You're the top running back in the league. You
Yeah.
got 2 years left on your contract. You see all you see, I can't remember who was DeMarcus Lawrence got paid.
Yeah.
Who else got paid? DeMarcus Lawrence. Jalen, I can't remember his name. But anyway,
Jalen Smith.
defensive, yeah. They was getting paid.
Yeah.
Now it's up to Dak
Yeah.
over here. Amari over here is me. I know I'm your cash cow. I want to get paid as such. I'm
Yeah.
not gonna wait 2 more years. This is you. This is you.
Yeah.
You're not gonna wait 2 more years. They tell you, Stephen Jones coming to like, listen, Zeke. Oh no, listen, Big Q.
Yeah.
I know you the man. You we don't run you, everything runs through you. You are bell cow and everything. But listen, I got to pay Dak Prescott his money.
Yeah.
I got to pay Amari Cooper his money.
Yeah.
Only got a little more cash in this purse. I promise you, I'll pay you in 2 more years. But until then, in your mind, you thinking, okay, yeah, in 2 more years, you talking about paying me,
Yeah.
but y'all gonna run me to the ground. You gonna give me 30, 40 carries a game
Yeah.
out of 16 games,
Right.
2 more years.
I get it.
That's all I'm saying,
Listen,
man.
I get it, but look at it from this perspective too, right?
Okay.
So whose deal come up first, right? I know I just came to the team 2 years ago, right? And my deal ain't, I mean, my deal ain't nowhere near expired. I got 2 more years left on my deal. If this dude comes, his deal comes up first, I gotta respect that. Like, what I look like jumping the line and I just got here. Yes, the offense runs to me. Yes, I'm 70% of the offense. Yeah, you know, I'm a big deal in the offensive scheme. But at the same time, I just got here. Look, the way it's set up is,
Do you hear yourself?
I just got here. I can't.
Who just got here?
Ezekiel Elliott. This is his second season, right?
This is third
Okay,
season.
third season. But still, he got this season and next season on his
If you want to know
contract.
who just got here, Amari
Yeah,
just got here.
Amari ain't just got in the league though.
That ain't my problem.
Ain't you
You
just
just
got in
got
the
here
league?
in Dallas.
Amari done proved himself.
Zeke didn't?
I'm seeing.
Zeke
Yeah,
hasn't?
he has.
That's all I'm saying, man.
So
Pay
listen.
everybody their money. Number
Right.
one. Dallas Cowboys
Yeah.
are worth what, $5 billion?
Right. So the money is there. It's there. But,
I
you know,
know.
again, it goes back to structure though, because they only allowed to spend so much money per season. Don't matter how much money they
Okay.
got in the bank, it don't really
CBA
matter.
coming up.
Right.
CBA coming up.
Okay. Right.
Lift
I doubt if we see.
that cap up a little bit more.
Right. But I doubt if we see caps go away. You know, I think that's really the last thing the NFL got to keep everything sane a little bit with the
True.
caps, because I think sports that don't have caps, it's just, it done got downright ridiculous.
Yeah,
You know what I'm saying? So
you building
I'm
your
a
own team with all your money.
yes, I'm a fan of keeping caps in place.
I
I
agree.
want to keep the caps in
Soft
place.
caps, though.
Yeah.
Soft,
Oh
a little
yeah.
bit softer, a
Yeah,
little bit
yeah. Oh,
softer.
absolutely.
Yeah.
So
All right,
but back to
but
Jalen.
before we move, all right, Jalen, let me
Yeah.
run this in to you real quick.
Yeah.
Jalen, I just seen that Jalen Ramsey looking at 17.
Yeah.
Oakland Raiders.
They need him. Will he fit in? I think he'll fit well in that scheme. I'm gonna tell you where I would like to see him land though. I don't know if he's on that list because I didn't see that list.
Me.
We need him in Carolina.
No,
You
he ain't on
know,
this
right?
list.
Oh,
That team ain't on this list. And I
okay.
told you we ain't talking about them no more.
You're
All
right.
right, Kansas
Okay.
City Chiefs.
Yes, they definitely need him, and he would fit. He would fit really well into that scheme. Yes, absolutely.
New England Patriots. They don't need him.
They don't need him, but man, if they got him. Oh my God.
I hate to think that.
Right. You
Seattle
know.
Seahawks.
They need him desperately. And
Yeah.
I think if they grant him his release, that seemed like a really, really likely spot that he'll land.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. You know.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh. I think they would be in the list. Okay. But they, I mean, their defense is all right. I think
it depends
on what the cap hit is going to be. If his price tag is, if they can get it for a good deal, it'll work. But I doubt if they're going to be able to fit him in. Yeah, I don't think it's going to work. Yeah.
Dallas Cowboys.
Nope.
Is that personal?
No, it's just, I don't. I
agree.
I mean, if you don't like what's going on in Jacksonville, you definitely ain't going to like what's happening in Dallas. So, no. Nah.
San Francisco 49ers.
Interesting. Just like, I feel like that's a good fit. Just like Seattle would be a good fit.
Right.
And the fact that, you know, San Francisco kind of surprised me this week.
You know what I mean?
Like, you know what? And I think Jalen liked to be on the up and coming squad, right? That might be a better choice.
Back there with Richard Sherman.
Yeah, that might be a better choice.
Last team, San Diego, Los Angeles Chargers.
But they need all the help they can get. I just don't think they can make that happen.
I don't think they can make it happen. I agree. Yeah. All right. Cool.
Yeah. So my question would be, do you think that they gonna let them move?
Talking about what's the GM? McLaughlin, right?
Yeah. Now you know how he is. He got a pretty short fuse when it comes to foolishness, though.
And he been doing some I don't even think he was happy with him when he came in with the Brinks truck.
You know what I'm saying, right?
So yeah, then he making up some noise, kicking up dust.
Yeah,
I think they might trade him. It got to be a good deal, and it's definitely gonna be a first round pick.
Oh, absolutely. I think if the right deal come across Coughlin's desk, Ramsey on the first thing smoking up out of here. You know what I'm saying?
With a bow tie.
And I think San Francisco in Seattle, I think they probably, especially if they know that each other is interested, the bid might get good. It might get good. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I don't know. I don't know. So yeah, but I think he'll be on the move though. It'll probably be for another couple weeks though, I think. You know what I mean? So anyway, that was those. Okay, now what story you had next?
All right, man. We got four starting QBs on the injured list. Mm-hmm. We have Sam Darnold with mononucleosis.
Oh, yeah, but he'll be back pretty soon, though, right?
Well, still. Mm-hmm. Did you see the Jets last night?
Yeah, I did.
They down to their third string quarterback, okay? Yeah. Nick Foles, broken clavicle.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger out for the season with a surgery on his elbow, which is today, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Tore a ligament in his thumb. He out for six weeks.
Yeah.
People out there, if y'all didn't see the Instagram, you didn't see the Facebook. If this doesn't happen, I know this individual is blackballed.
Yeah,
Colin Kaepernick's out there. He wants to be on the team.
Yeah,
I think the kneeling situation we done with it. The president even done with it. What's the problem picking him up?
I don't think it's a problem. The problem is going to be picking him up, and I don't think the kneeling and all that stuff has anything to do with anything. I think we're at a point now where I ain't even going to say is that I think number one, people might think that Colin don't want to play, but then we've seen the training videos that came out, and
he practiced with Odell Beckham,
right? Where we saw all that. So to me, it looked like he want to play. Right.
Okay.
And we know that Colin ain't gonna go and knock on nobody's door and send nobody no email, right? We know that ain't gonna happen, right? Mm-hmm. And it's the matter of, and it's the reason why I personally think at this particular juncture that Colin is not getting any phone calls. And this is my own personal opinion, right?
Okay.
I believe that the NFL owners know that they dropped the ball with this Colin Kaepernick thing, and that they got called out about it. They got exposed about it. And they don't want to face Colin Kaepernick. I think at the end of the day, they don't want to be the one on the phone saying, because you know what Colin going to do. You know he going to ask for that apology. You know he is, right?
Do you think so?
Oh, hell yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He got his money.
He got everything that he wanted except being on the team. But at the same time, look, I'm going to tell you why I believe that, because I watch Eric Reed all the time, right? And Eric Reed don't let nothing go. He don't let it go. Like, if something happened, he gonna take it out on you next time you see you. What happened with the Eagles guy? You know
Jenkins,
what I mean?
Malcolm Jenkins. Yeah,
like, as soon as he saw him, he confronted him about it, right? Mm-hmm. And that's just the way those guys are built. You know what I mean? Like, and I got a feeling. Okay, if you sitting at home, you Colin Kaepernick, right? You get a telephone call from the Pittsburgh Steelers, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the owner. Probably probably won't be the owner. It's probably going to be the coach. It's probably going to be Mike Tomlin, right?
Mike Tomlin.
Probably going to be Mike Tomlin. They're going to send a brother to do the dirty work. That's what they're going to do. Right? You know what I'm saying? Right?
Okay, okay.
They're going to send Mike Tomlin to make the telephone call. Okay, I'm Mike Tomlin. I'm calling Colin Kaepernick. You get the phone call, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, Colin, you know what? We're interested in bringing you in for a trial. You know, I mean, as you know, our quarterback is out. I've been watching your skill set, been a fan for a while. I think you'd be a perfect fit for our offense. What do you say? Right? Now, if you're Colin Kaepernick, how do you answer that question? I'm just saying, if you are Colin Kaepernick, based on everything that happened over the last three seasons, and everything leading up to this point, you get a telephone call from Mike Tomlin, and he asks you that, what do you say?
Man, shoot. Thank you. Thank you for the phone call.
Yeah.
Thank you for the opportunity. I think he said he promised he wasn't going to kneel anymore. They over that.
Yeah.
I can't promise you anything more than that, but to give you the best that I got, I'm looking to jump on the team that win, and wow. I'm the guy for that.
So do you really believe that's how that conversation going to go?
I don't think. See, I hear what you said about Eric Reed. Eric Reed is that soldier. He's that dude. Yes,
because you know
we haven't heard anything from Colin Kaepernick. Like,
right, but you know what Eric Reed is doing in Carolina before every game? And you know, and I don't know if you remember this, but at the end of last season, they were saying, oh, we came to the conclusion what we're going to do about the kneeling situation. You can do it in the locker room area.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, not no Eric Reed. You know what he do to kneeling at? On the sideline. And he ain't stopped. And he ain't batted an eyelash about it. And he even told the owner when the owner was considering bringing him in, hey, this is what I'm about. This is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. And I know your boy took his little raggedy ass up over there and had that meeting with Roger Goodell, Jay-Z.
Who's my boy?
Talking about, all right. Oh, I think we're past kneeling and all. Look, this ain't over. And I'm telling you, as soon as Colin Kaepernick gets that platform again, listen, he might play the good guy role and be like, yeah, okay, cool. I'm gonna play a G until I get suited up. I just feel like knowing those guys and the way they operate. First of all, I ain't gonna say he's gonna demand an apology, but I think he's gonna expect them to. And I mean, it can't come from Mike Tomlin or any coach. It has to come from the owner.
What's the apology he'll be looking for?
Oh well, it's been 3 years, right? And all these quarterbacks done. Look, y'all signing people like Gardner Minshew. Y'all signing all these people,
but I've been
at home chilling. Y'all would rather take a L than bring me on board. I can win for y'all, and y'all know that, right?
You know what that apology was that settlement?
Okay, well, and you know what? It's been almost like,
and right now he's been out for 3 years. He's
he ain't
said
an
apology. He's past the apology right now, and this is what I'm saying. If a team, and I hope a team does pick him up, but if a team pick him up, the reason why a team might not pick him up, I should say, is because the backlash they would get from the fans. And I'm going to end it like this. Yeah, you might get a little backlash, but let's not forget, Mike Vick got a little backlash when he returned.
You know, honestly, I think the support for Colin Kaepernick's return to the NFL will way outweigh any kind of backlash.
Okay.
And I think the people who give any kind of backlash or negative commentary are going to get backlash for negative commentary. I just feel like the climate is so sensitive right now. And the support for him coming back to the league, I think it'll way, way outweigh. And I don't think people will be scared. Like, I mean, announcers, the media people, I think everybody will be walking on eggshells around Colin Kaepernick. They will be scared to say anything crazy about him.
Okay.
So I think that's one of the reasons why it's been a while since I think they don't want to call him, because they feel like, number one, they've been exposed for all the wrongdoing that they done to Colin Kaepernick, and somebody got to own up to it. And I would like it if somebody just decided to do it. Just be like, okay, who is it? I definitely don't want him coming to New Orleans. Let's not talk about them. Let's just stick with the most pressing issue right now, which is Ben Roethlisberger, right? He ain't coming back for the season, right?
Right.
They need a serviceable quarterback to get them. Look, they are a playoff team, correct?
Right.
So now without their quarterback, they need somebody serviceable. They don't need a young guy who's learning. They don't need a washed up person from back in the day. They need somebody who is a serviceable quarterback who could probably fit a scheme that's kind of designed more for a mobile quarterback or whatever. And who got a pretty good ball. They can throw the ball pretty good. I think Colin Kaepernick fits it okay. Here's the thing. Maybe those guys will be the ones to step up and be like, you know, somebody gotta move it forward. Somebody gotta stop the cycle. You know what I mean? And maybe they would be mm-hmm. the ones to do it. And maybe they do it through Mike Tomlin, and eventually the owners come forward and they actually make the overture. Who knows? Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. but somebody gotta do it though. You know?
Right.
And like you said, if we get through the stretch, and if Colin Kaepernick does not play in the 2019 season, because listen, we got four quarterbacks out now, right?
Yes.
That's
yes.
just, and we only am going into week three. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So,
right.
So you know the opportunities are going to keep on coming as the year goes through. If we don't see him come back to the NFL in some capacity this season, I mean, I think we might well shut the door on it. It ain't going to happen. And there's a lot of moving parts with that, you know, like with the settlement, and we don't know if it's a gag order. We don't know. You know what I mean?
Well, I've heard through the grapevine, there is no gag order. Okay. I mean, there's nothing in there saying that he cannot be come back to the league.
Okay.
So.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So, listen, I don't know. I hope he get a shot. Because mm-hmm. I will say this much, right? I don't really care about what's happening up there in the AFC North. I could care less, right? Because it looked mm-hmm. like, look, the Ravens gonna take it anyway, right? That's what it looked like. But but this whole Drew Brees situation, I can't help but to feel, you know, a certain type of way about that. Even though, you know, I watched him with Teddy Bridgewater. I watched him out there, and I mean, yeah, he is definitely no Drew Brees. I think what that does is, especially since Carolina done dropped the first two games, lost the mm-hmm. divisional game already, right?
Right.
That this gives at least the threat of the New Orleans Saints done dissipated a little bit. I ain't saying that it's gone completely, but it done dissipated a little bit. You know what I mean? So I think, you know what?
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I'm just thinking still hope for Carolina, even though we're going through some stuff at the moment.
I think, once again, Carolina's dead to me. Okay. But to the New Orleans Saints, I know they dropped from the odds of them making it to the Super Bowl dropped from 8-1 to 25-1, which yeah. I definitely understand.
Right.
My question is, are they out of playoff contention? I've heard a lot of people say, yeah, they are. I don't think so. I understand Teddy Bridgewater did not play first game in. You know, everybody, I didn't expect him to play, you know, top notch. Yeah. Now, I don't expect him to be a Drew Brees. But all he got to do is keep the ship afloat for the next six games.
Yeah.
I took the list down of the games. If he went 50% of the games, 3-3, that's all they need to do in order for Brees to come back and they get back.
You know what? That's what I'm going to say. I feel like just because of the state of the NFC South, especially with the situation with the Saints right now, and now they 1-1, right?
Yeah,
they 1-1 now, right? And so, if you got six more weeks to go until Brees come back, mm-hmm. if Bridgewater can't keep that ship, if he can't win at least half of those games, yeah, you gotta say that the NFC South ain't gonna really have. Well, they gotta have a representative because somebody gotta win a division, right? But right. But either way, I think you know it'll be tough for the Saints to stay in playoff contention. In my opinion.
Okay, now I got this next six games.
Yeah.
At Seahawks.
See.
Cowboys.
See.
Buccaneers.
Mm-hmm. Well, Buccaneers, they might be the winner.
Jaguars, they might get.
Yeah.
At Bears. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One more is Arizona Cardinals. They can go 3-3.
It looked more like 4. It looked like 2-4 to me. But that's what it looked like to me. I'm just saying, that's what it looked like to me.
Okay.
Which, if that's the case, I mean, you're in a lost one, and then you got to have another loss somewhere in the for the rest of the year. So that's gonna put you at 7-9, 8-8, 9-7, somewhere around in there.
Yeah. You know what I'm
saying? Right.
Now the only hope is to make it the wild card.
Yeah.
But then again, like I've heard somebody say, it might have been Stephen A. They're a home dominant team.
Yeah.
So if you make it to the wild card, you will not see home.
Yeah.
And that's going to be rough for the New Orleans Saints.
I think without Brees though, they become one dimensional. Listen, they got a dynamic running back, but they also have a dynamic wide receiver. And if Teddy Bridgewater, if he runs into form, we might be in trouble. You know what I mean? But there's a reason why they kept him on board. They kept him as the backup. He's going to step up, man. He's going to have to. You know what I mean? But
I think he will. Yeah. It's not like he was a promising starting quarterback in Minnesota before he had that ugly injury.
That's right.
So all he got to do, like I said, keep the ship afloat.
Yeah.
Six games.
It's gonna be rough, man. We're gonna see. Right now, I'm hoping that it favors my team. But speaking of my team, right, we're getting to this one.
Oh, wait. I just told you that team is dead to me. I'm gonna let you talk. I'm gonna let you talk.
But I need your opinion on certain things.
Man. All right. Just only this one time. Yeah. I'm done after this, man.
So the main thing I wanna talk about is this. So the question is Cam Newton done in Carolina? Right.
Ooh, that's the question.
So that's the question. So I'm looking at it, you know, as a Carolina Panthers fan, that I see the last two outings from Cam. I ain't gonna go back to last season because last season, obviously, he was injured, right? Obviously, right?
Right.
Now he's coming off shoulder injury, and I'm seeing weird stuff. Don't see them running those QB power plays like they used to run. No design run plays for Cam Newton no more. He takes zero chances when it comes to running the football. Actually, I think we've seen him run the ball twice for a total of 13 yards so far this season. I think that's if my numbers are correct. Okay. Situation last Thursday night, right? They got an opportunity to stay in the game, tie the game or whatever, 2-yard line. And everybody in the world normally would have said, oh, we know this is going to Cam Newton. He's diving over the top. Superman style, right? So he goes and creeps out to the flank, and they run a fake Philly special to Christian McCaffrey, who stopped short of the yard to gain. Now, in any other scenario, Glass, we know how that would have went. And in fact, Cam's passing was so atrocious during the last two games that I think they would have been more effective if they ran Cam. If the threat of Cam running is gone from Carolina, what's the use of having him here? You know what I'm saying? Because he ain't. Because listen, I don't trust him in the pocket. I don't care what nobody say.
Wait a minute, Q. This coming out your mouth?
Listen, I watch him close. I probably watch him closer than you do.
No doubt.
Don't trust him in the pocket. He's either going to overthrow the target or he's going to throw it to the dude wearing the other jersey, right? Don't trust him in the pocket. I would rather have the threat of Cam, and that way it opens up other stuff. You know what I'm saying, right?
Okay.
But we ain't seeing get a chance to see Samuel get off and do his thing and Moore do his thing or even Greg Olsen or anybody else do anything because, look, we know Cam ain't running. We done seen that for 2 weeks in a row that he ain't going to run, right? So we're going to shut everything else down. We're going to make him beat us from the pocket, which he can't do. Sadly, you know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking, you know, and Michael Vick was on record as saying that he don't think that Cam would be a Panther come 2020. Now, it's a lot of money wrapped up in the Cam Newton right now.
Okay.
So moving him is going to be kind of tough, right? Because they got a lot of money wrapped up in him and a lot of teams looking at him like, well, if you guys can't run him and you ain't, you know, he can't run, I don't know if I want to pay that price.
They thinking the same thing y'all thinking. Right, so. This is damaged goods.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. What you think about it?
All right, man. I like Cam. I think he was overrated.
Yeah.
Because he was MVP of the league 2 years ago.
He was. Yes.
But number one, I don't know if I want to blame the team. I'm going to blame the team because you didn't give him the wide receivers that he needed, number one.
And that never really happened.
And all you relied on was his running.
Right.
And we all know quarterbacks that run, their lifespans get shortened damn near 2 seasons every season. If anybody understand what I'm saying by that. Every season, you lose 2 seasons. Right. You got to run your quarterback.
Yeah.
Michael Vick, I have to admit, I agree with him. Mm-hmm. He said he won't be a Panther at, 2020?
2020, yep.
He won't be a starting quarterback by that time.
Right.
Who would know better than him?
Right.
He had that glimmer for a year or two when he was with Philadelphia, and he fell off the cliff.
Shut up there.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Quickly. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, if he's even 50% completion rate.
Yeah, right.
I'm talking about Cam Newton last two games.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for Greg Olsen, it wouldn't even be that.
Right.
And I believe Christian McCaffrey is his bandage as slash running back slash wide receiver.
Right.
And like you said, and let's be real, North Turner, what the hell was your game plan, especially that last play? Right. With you trying to run a damn wildcat, and everybody knew what was going on.
Absolutely.
So all that being said, to answer your question, I know I kind of like went all over.
It was all good.
Yeah. unless I see something in the next couple of games,
yeah,
I think he might be done.
So,
man.
So here's the thing. Here's my thing, right? Like, so to me, just watching the Carolina Panthers offense this season, it's clearly altered. It's clearly been changed. It's definitely not the offense that we saw last season. And we know that North came in last season, man. It definitely ain't the offense from previous years, right? So my question is, it's some super protection going on for Cam Newton right now because they are not letting him do Cam Newton things. So to me, I don't understand how if you're the coach Ron Rivera, right, and you got this other offensive mind and North Turner, y'all sitting there in the meeting and this is the game. They unveiled this game plan for the world to see this season, and it looks completely different than what we used to seeing in Carolina. Obviously, they can't win no games like this. Obviously, this is not the way that this team likes to play. Cam is definitely being held back. I'm gonna say this because I watched Cam, and they're protecting him, man. They are not letting him. And my whole thing is this: if you're gonna put a guy like Cam Newton out there at 50%, he can't even do what brought him to the dance. Why even have him starting to give us a fighting chance? This is what I'm asking for. I'm asking, put somebody in there who can at least give us a chance to win the game. I think Cam right now is a detriment to the Carolina Panthers team, and that something need to be done. I said it. He's hurting the team right now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Hey, you know what? I give you credit. I didn't think you was going to keep it real like that, but you keeping it real.
Yeah.
So what would be the option? What would you do?
Well, first things first, we need to look and see what's available, right?
Who's the backup? Who's the backup now?
The backup is, oh God, what is his name? I had it on top of my tongue.
That's all I need. That's all I need to know.
but you know, here's the thing. I'm not one of them kind of people that's like, I seen it on Twitter. I don't seen it. I was on Twitter on Thursday night, and the city and Panther Nation, oh man, they got ugly. It got ugly. They turned on Cam, and they turned on Nord,
really?
And they turned on Ron. And I ain't about that now. I'm saying I don't want it to look like that's what I'm doing because I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Right. I just feel like, okay, I feel like it's either got to be all or nothing. You 0-2 now, right? So your chances of making the playoffs are slipping away as we speak. If you ain't going to put Cam out there and just let him just go, if you're scared of breaking your toy, put it away. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. If you're scared you're going to break it, put it away. Why you got it out here? You know what I mean? Like, put somebody else out here who can help us win. You know, because at the end of the day, whether it's Cam Newton that's winning these games or Tyler, whatever the guy's name, I forget what his name is, whoever it is, I don't care. I just want to see the W at the end of the day. You know what I mean? I don't really care. But I feel like you got Cam out there, and Cam is causing us to lose these games. Because, number one, the game plan is altered. The defense know that Cam ain't gonna run, right? And they look in their chest. They know he hurt. They know he gimpy. And they looking. They want to put him on his back. They want to hit him. You know what I'm saying? And your offensive line is what? About what? 60-70% at best?
Right.
I don't know, man. I'm not feeling it. I think they need to find out what's available. Who's available? They need to make a play somewhere to get a quarterback in here. Because if not, I mean, look, they lost 6 games in a row last at the end of the second half of last season. They in danger of losing the first 5 games this year. Just saying.
Oh, so then that's how Panther Nation feel right
now? I'm just saying. Okay. I know some people in Panther Nation may agree with me. According to what I saw on Twitter on Thursday, a lot of people agree with me, right? But some people may feel like, you know, you crazy. Cam is the. I mean, listen, I like Cam. I think what Cam done for this franchise is amazing. You know, and I think if you're not gonna let him do that, if you're not gonna let him do what brought him to the dance, do what made his name, ain't no need to have him out there. That's all I'm saying. Like, put me out there instead. You know what I'm saying, right? We're probably gonna get the same result. You know what I'm saying, right?
Right. So, you know. I kind of agree with you, man. I hate to say it's inevitable. Yeah. I think he just got the running quarterback curse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you run,
yeah,
you got a 5-year, 6-year life dependency right there.
Absolutely. It's crazy. And it's sad to see. And especially now that Breeze done got hurt, like, I'm like, oh, wow, this is a perfect opportunity. And hopefully maybe they was just needing another couple weeks to finally get Cam completely healthy on whatever else that's bothering him. And maybe next week, we got the Cards coming up, right?
Yeah.
So we got the Cards, and it's a road game too, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. So listen, maybe we'll see something different this week. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're playing against the Cardinals, who are right now, look at the power rankings and stuff, which we won't get into before we wrap the show up. They rank pretty low. You stand a pretty good chance of winning this game if you can bring the right offense to the table, right?
Right.
And you should be okay. So I just, at the moment, just right now, it looks real bad for Carolina. It looks even worse for Cam Newton. And everybody's talking about people being on the hot seat and, fire Ron Rivera. I don't think that's going to happen. And the reason why I believe that, no matter how bad it gets, is because this is Tepper's, second year as owner?
Mm-hmm.
And he really likes Ron, right? And I think we'll see Norv go before we see Ron go. Because, I mean, track records are track records, right?
Right.
Over the last couple of years, Ron done some big things for this team. And ever since Norv got here, all we did was lose. So it is what it is, right? Just saying, you can slice it how you want to. It's just, I'm just looking at it through my scope. Norv shows up, we lose, right? But before he got here, we was winning. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean, right? Okay. Gotcha. So the last thing we're gonna get into before we get up out of here, man, we got these power rankings. I don't know if you agree with these or not. We're just gonna do the top 10. Top 10.
All right. Let it roll.
So at number 10, I got the 1-1 Minnesota Vikings. Down 3 spots from last week. They ended up winning their game last week, right? They got behind, and then, they won.
They lost to Green Bay.
That's right. They lost to Green Bay, which is a surprise to me because Green Bay had been sucking so bad. And that offensive explosion from Green Bay was crazy, right?
Right.
Didn't see that one coming. So you okay with them dropping 3 spots from number 7?
Okay, and with that being said, is the Packers in the top 10?
I don't know. Okay, let's go. We'll see. Your Chicago Bears, they go up 2 spots. They go up 2 spots.
Yeah. I can see. Okay, right. Yeah, okay. Potential. Yeah. I'm looking at potential.
Yeah. So all that junk you was talking about, what's the quarterback's name? Trubisky?
I'm still not sold.
Listen,
I'll put you like this. The last drive of the game against my beloved Broncos, he looked good. Last drive last year against the Philadelphia Eagles, he looked good.
Yeah.
But I need to see consistency.
You know what? I was sitting there and was watching the end of the game. I was talking to Vernie about it. And I was like, I know what's going to end this game. It's going to be a Mitchell Trubisky interception that's going to end this game. And the Broncos going to end up winning. And, because they were daring him to throw the ball deep. And I was like, that's one of his weaknesses, right? And you know what? He got the ball down there. You know what I mean? So, he proved me wrong. All right, so we move on. We got the Eagles at 1-1 down 3 spots to number 8.
Okay.
We got that going on right there. They had a big game last week, and they came in. That's why JB was like, oh, I don't know, man. You talking about DeSean Jackson, blah, blah, blah. He didn't believe it. So, I don't know. The Eagles at 8, though. I think that's a good spot for them, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's good, right? Then were your Packers. This first 2-0 team. Up 3 spots from they're at number 7 now. They were at number 10 last week.
They deserve it. I hate to say it.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Then you got the Seahawks 2-0 up 2 spots, number 6. They've been grinding out some ugly wins, but they've been getting it done, though. They ain't been blowing nobody away.
You just got to win.
You got to win. That's how you got to do it, right? All right. Yep. We got the Ravens up 4 spots from last week. They 2-0. And listen, first week, it was a straight-up blowout. It didn't seem like it was even a challenge, right?
Right.
They got into a little bit of a game, in week 2. So, but I still believe that that Lamar Jackson and the squad that they got right now, though, if ain't nobody talking about Super Bowl for them right now, which they shouldn't, that they definitely going to have a playoff run this year. I mean,
oh, no doubt.
They got eliminated last year on some technicality BS with Buffalo. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're going to see that this year at all. If they can keep this up, if they can keep, and if they keep protection.
Well, we're going to see this weekend because they play the Chiefs.
They do. That's right. Yeah. There you go. All right. Okay. And then you got the Cowboys at number 4 up 2 spots from number 6 last week. Look, they got a perfect record right now. Their quarterback had a perfect rating in week 1. Everything's going to be rolling for the Cowboys right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say nothing bad about them. I really can't. Now, listen, I don't like what I'm seeing in them, but I can't say nothing bad about them.
I don't either. So far, I have no problem with this list.
Okay, good. Okay, cool. Right. So as we keep it moving, We got the Rams down one spot from number two to number three, right? So listen, everybody, that was a big anticipated game that they played against the Saints or whatever, but they didn't go the way they everybody wanted it to go because Drew Brees went out pretty early in that game, right?
Yeah, right.
So it didn't really get to be the showdown that everybody thought it was going to be, and you couldn't give the Rams all the props for overcoming such and such because they weren't playing against 100% Saints team. So, you know, I'm okay with them losing the number two spot because even though they did win the game, I'm just saying, you know.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
I am too.
All right. We got the Chiefs. They used to be number three. They're number two this week. Okay. So, listen. Man, that boy, he's still on track to do another 50 touchdown season. You know?
Yeah.
Only thing about the Chiefs that I'm worried about is that defense. That defense still scares the bejesus out of me, man. And I just feel like, you know, at some point, that's going to snag him up, man. It's going to get him. That defense being as bad as it is, it's going to trip them up.
That's the reason why you give up the first round draft pick, go get Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I mean, like, if they want to finish the job this year, because it's been what, 3 years in a row that they got there knocking on the door and they couldn't finish the job, right? And it's because their defense sucks, right? They need to get it together, and it's actually the worst this year than it's been like in the last 4 or 5 years, right? It's pretty bad this year, and holding down the number one spot, you know who it is? It's the New England Patriots. Now with the addition of Antonio Brown, they look to be pretty much unstoppable right now. You know what I mean? Like,
I hate to say it. I hate the Patriots.
Yeah, you know. So,
but it is what it is.
It is sad, you know, because really, I'm waiting on Tom Brady to start falling off. I'm waiting on it, right?
I'm
waiting on it. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't happening, bro. It's just not. You know what I mean? And they keep on stacking. Watching Gordon and Brown on the, you know, line up together, just, you look like, I don't like nothing about the Patriots.
I know.
And I think this is a volatile situation that they got themselves in. But as long as they win and they don't care. But
this is like the NFL version of the New York Yankees.
You know what I'm saying? Right. But watching Brown and Gordon play together like that, can't nobody stop them two, man. They can't. And then, you know, you throw a little Sonny Michel in there. You know what I mean? Like, and, you know.
And a legit defense.
Right.
Man, it's just sick.
You know what? Only thing is, I got a feeling, though, and this is just me wishful thinking a little bit. I just got a feeling that it's not going to be sustainable. I think something's going to happen with Gordon and Brown. Because if these two are what you banking your run on this year, then you better be playing with house money because them two ain't going to make it.
They ain't going to make it through the whole season.
Absolutely not. And Lord forbid, I mean, it's a small chance, but Lord forbid something happened to Brady. I'm just saying.
Right. You got to do what you got to do to knock them down.
Yes, absolutely. You know what I mean? So, but I don't know. It's rough. And I think the Patriots are going to be, I don't even know who they got this week.
Jets.
Really? It's ridiculous, man. Jets, man. It's ridiculous.
I know, man.
It's crazy.
They going to steamroll the first half of the season, man.
You know, it's sad, man. It's definitely, you know what? I'm going to tell you what's really sad. The thought of them showing up in the Super Bowl again. It's just that right there is making me look forward to a lockout season.
I know, right?
You know, anything to derail them, you know what I mean? Yeah. Anything you want to add to it before we wrap it up?
All right, man, one more thing before we wrap it up. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 2-0 teams.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you who will be dropping off this list in week 3. You ready?
Yeah.
Patriots. They're playing the Jets.
Nope.
Buffalo Bills playing the Cincinnati Bengals at home.
Both of those. Hold on. The Cincinnati's 1-1, though, right?
Yep.
Okay, but Buffalo's 2-0?
Yep.
Buffalo is 2-0.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yes, they are. 2-0.
Well, they won't be 2-0 after this week. Okay, yeah, no.
With the Cincinnati Bengals?
They're playing Cincy in Cincy?
No, Cincy and Buffalo.
No, I guess I like Cincinnati. I'm taking Cincinnati in that game. But even though we're doing picks later on today, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. You know what I mean? Baltimore Ravens at the Chiefs.
Ooh. Wow. That's a tough one.
So that goes with the next one, Chiefs playing the Ravens. One of them got to lose.
And
Ravens got the defense.
Ravens got the defense.
Chiefs don't. It's going to be a close game. I'm going to go with the home team just off of GP.
Yeah. You going with the Chiefs?
I'm going to Chiefs, man. They're gonna go 3-0.
You know what, man? I gotta, you know what?
I'm gonna let you slide. Yeah. I'm gonna let you hold on to that till we come together tomorrow.
Well, in a few hours, me and Vernie gotta do game time, so I have to put a
JB. I'd love to hear what JB.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to put an official pick on the board here in a few hours, so I got some time to think about it. Okay.
Okay. All right. Cool. I'll let you answer it then.
Yeah.
All right, man. Next up, Dallas Cowboys. The Dolphins coming at them.
Oh, Cowboys go 3-0. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, right.
Green Bay Packers. My beloved Denver Broncos come to see him in Lambeau Field.
First of all, the Packers shouldn't even be 2-0. They should have lost their first game of the season.
I know, man.
Now, they earned a win last week. They earned that one. I give it to them, right?
Yes.
And it's, but they got to get they got the Broncos and Green Bay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, Broncos did show some guts last week.
Yeah.
And, you know what?
I blame that generic ass field that the Raiders had the week before that.
Right.
I'm gonna say my beloved Broncos gonna go in there.
I'm gonna go with the Broncos only because I just feel like the Packers don't deserve a spot. I don't feel like they're as good as they showed up looking last week.
Defense is legit, dude.
Right. I don't know. I still think it's a lot of no. I can't get on Green Bay. I can't get on Green Bay's bandwagon. I can't do it, man. No,
all right, man. All right.
So they'll go to 2-1.
Okay.
Yeah.
San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah.
Play the Pittsburgh Steelers.
So the 49ers better be counting their lucky stars, right? Because, week one, they didn't look so good. Week two, they look great. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know if the week two 49ers are the 49ers that we're going to be seeing going forward. Now, if so, I like it. You know what I'm saying? If so, I like it. And who are they playing against?
Steelers.
Yeah. Do they have enough, though? Do they have enough defensively? The Steelers ain't got no quarterback. You know
I'm
what?
About to say,
the 49ers
right.
gonna go. The 49ers gonna be 3-0.
3-0.
Oh, that's awful.
Last one, the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
New Orleans Saints coming to see them. CenturyLink at the C-Link.
Man, normally, if this had to be under normal circumstances, I'd have been like the Saints would have came in and got that.
Right.
But honestly, I think it's gonna be a hard road for them. And like I said, the Seahawks haven't been super impressive. They just been winning like real gutsy games. They keep it close and they win in the end, right? But I'm gonna go with Seahawks on this one. Only because
same here.
But only because the Saints are a little bit less than right now.
Yeah.
So,
you know what I mean? I agree. All right, cool.
Yeah, there you go. Good stuff right there, man. All right, man. Look, again, this is a good show as always. And you know, I know it's always one topic that gets us into a real heavy debate, which that's the reason why I love this show. You know what I mean?
I was licking my chops for this show before.
Right, you know. Yeah. That's good, man. Go ahead and let everybody know what's going on with you, man, so we can get on up out of here.
All right, man. If y'all don't catch me here with my brother here, Big Q, on Fallout on Tuesdays, or with my brother here and my other brother, JB, on T-Bow TV Live tomorrow night, you catch me at Twitter, Sage of Sports 1, at Sage of Sports 1. You can catch me on Instagram, Facebook, The Sage of Sports. Email me at thesageofsports@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And Urban Arena, shouts out to the Bronx.
That's right. So if you guys are watching us, I know last week I didn't put the show up on YouTube. Like last time we did this, we do the show live on Urban Arena, and I put the show up on YouTube later. I don't know if you want me to do that. I mean, I can if you want me to.
Hey, do it.
Okay, yeah. So we'll do that. So, but I just want to encourage everybody when you do see this, whether you send us on Twitter or you send us from wherever you see, maybe share to another Facebook page or something like that. Go over and link over to Urban Arena. Join us over there, man. We actually are putting together a nice little sports team over there. You know, we got a couple of our homies, AA Sports, over there in Glass and me and JB and Vernie and all this. We got a lot of stuff that we're cooking up over there. Come over there and join us, man. It ain't just about football. If you like other sports and stuff, too, we got you covered. I would definitely encourage you to do that. We will be putting the show up on YouTube after the fact, so if you guys want to catch a replay, that's where to be. I think for the first time, I'm going to go ahead and I think if anything, this show should be in audio format as well, right? What don't you think?
Sounds good.
I think we should do audio format for this one as well. Later on today, me and Vernon will be getting together to be doing Team Boy TV Game Time. We'll give you picks for all the games this week, and I finally have to make my picks official on that show. And then, of course, on tomorrow night, all three of us will get together.
Interrupt you real quick on you and Vernie B show Game Time. How do you leave a voice message?
So there will be, I think there is a link. Actually, you know what? It'll be a link. I'll tweet out the link. Okay. I'll tweet the link out because normally I tweet the link out with the shows, but since this show don't go on YouTube, I didn't do it, right? Okay. So I'll tweet out a link so that way we'll be able to play that voice message during the show today. All right. So if you guys want to leave voice message, that's how you can do it. I will tweet the link out as soon as we get done here, and you guys can record it right from your phone or you can do it from your computer, however you feel like doing it. It's all good. We encourage you to do that. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at TeamBoyTV. Look for that link. Look for the audio version of this show and the YouTube version of this show later, and also look later on this evening for Team Boy TV Game Time, and then join us tomorrow night for Team Boy TV Live. Y'all been good, and it's been good. Glass was a good debate, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah, and sure. So I know you're probably going to disagree with some of our picks, and I know Panther Nation is probably going to come for me on Twitter because of all my Carolina Panthers talk that I had today. Ooh. But that's okay. We'll get together on Wednesday night, and you guys will have a chance to get back at me. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, it's been great. Y'all take it easy. We out of here. Peace.